And rising, everyone. Happy Q Day, and welcome to another episode of A Human Perspective. I'm your co-host, Kevin.
And I'm Johnny Boy. Happy to be here.
Where we discuss and explore the divine masculine, feminine energy and New Earth insights. We want to thank BBS Radio for all of their behind-the-scenes engineering. We wouldn't have a show without them. We certainly appreciate them very much.
Absolutely. Ditto on that one. Thanks again, everyone, for being here.
You bet. Yeah. Well, all right, listeners, John and I are enjoying our families for this holiday season. And so this is a pre-recorded show for December 27th, 2025. In saying that, there will be no open lines for this show. So John and I will be back live on January 10th, 2026. Subscribers to our show would be greatly appreciated, although they are not necessary. Also, John and I would like to thank those of you who have already subscribed to the show. We are very, very grateful for your support.
Yes, thank you, everyone.
Yeah. So, John, so as I always ask, what you been up to for the last couple of weeks?
Well, getting ready for the big day, Christmas day, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
The last time we spoke, we had had a couple of snowstorms and had lots of snow here. But since then, things have really gotten mild. Today, it's 12 degrees Celsius, about 54 Fahrenheit. And okay. there's no snow in sight. It's okay. Melted everything away. And yeah, it's supposed to be quite mild for the next day or two here. So,
yeah,
it might snow after that, though. So we'll see.
I know. Everybody knows, I live in Florida, so I'm assuming that we're going to have maybe a little bit warmer weather than most of the country, but I don't anticipate any snow at all, you know. So, and we're all kind of set and ready for our Christmas also. So just listeners know, we're kind of pre-recording this maybe a week before Christmas. So just wanted to let you guys know that. So
right on.
It hasn't happened to us yet either. all right. Well, say, John, I thought we would pick it up where we left off from our last program. And again, we are continuing to discuss the forthepeople.space articles and postings. And I believe where we left off was Pax et Bonum.
Right.
And yeah. Now, the category for that one is the light of source and wisdom. You see a meme of a single rider in a kayak on the surface of the ocean, with the visible bodies of several whales swimming under him. Now the caption reads, "When things change inside you, things change around you." And I kind of really liked that saying, because, you know, as we grow light within ourselves, we begin to see the world, we perceive the world differently as our frequencies change. And I'm sure that we'll have more synchronicities. We'll probably have more. We'll attract more higher beings or equal frequency beings to us. So we're just going to see the world completely different. Right? We're going to see it more beautiful as our frequencies and our love.
I agree with you, Kevin.
Yeah. So Pax et Bonum is Latin, and it's translated into peace and goodness. A well-known Franciscan monk, a lot of us have heard of him, Saint Francis of Assisi, used this phrase as a common greeting to those he met throughout the day. Now, in today's meaning, it would be the equivalent of "peace, bro." you know, although much more meaning than that, the greeting is truly a wish of abundant blissfulness upon the person he encounters.
Right. Yeah, I see change for the better every day. And I encourage all our listeners to look for it as well. You know, I wish peace, love, and abundance to all of you, dear friends. And thank you all for being here with us during this great awakening.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said, my friend. Wow. Okay, so let's move on to the next article. Now, this one's kind of long. And again, listeners, we're trying to give you the Clip Notes version. John and I always encourage you, please, to log in to forthepeople.space and actually read the articles. There's a lot more information in those articles than John and I actually give you. So again, right. It's kind of Clip Notes stuff. So, so anyway, the category of this one is Biblical, Dark to Light. You see a meme of a soldier holding a spear and shield, and he's mounted on a horse about to kill another horseman next to him. The caption reads, "The Crusades roughly spanned 200 years between 1095 and 1291, basically a military expedition to the Holy Land of Palestine to reclaim Jerusalem." It's helpful not to use religious terms to comprehend what the Crusades were about. Instead, perceive groups of darkness infiltrating groups of light to cause war.
Yeah, I'm going to read right from the site for a minute, Kevin. I'm going to one of the paragraphs there. And so it says here, Jerusalem was captured during the First Crusade, 1095 to 1099. The light being Richard the Lionheart from the Creation Lightship entered as reinforcement, joining the Third Crusade roughly around 1189 to 1192. Nonetheless, those representing the light were brutally slaughtered. In the case of Richard, publicly dismembered by the dark, setting a precedence to so that no one dare fight for their freedom ever again. End of quote. So, this reveals just how evil the dark truly is. I'd also like to add that the lightship comes around every 2,000 years to assist us in ascending. However, they send light beings regularly to help protect and serve us between cycles.
Yeah, I thought that was really interesting as well. So, since they send light beings every once in a while to the planet to assist in trying to keep the light of the planet, I'm thinking, wouldn't it be logical to think that the Creation Lightship kind of started to know what was happening here in the Common Era, as far as how things are starting to get worse and worse and worse, because they kept sending light beings here, and I'm sure that they would kind of like report back to the Creation Lightship saying, "Hey, this is getting even worse and worse." So
Right.
I was just kind of
Yeah.
thinking
Well,
that
I think so. And then when Ron Amatron came here and did a little deeper exploration, that what you're saying was revealed. Exactly that.
All right. The article continues to say, "Those of all races and religions who are dedicated to the light and to protecting the territory of light, anchoring peace, have been defending this plane throughout the ages. This planet was created by the light and was once a world of 100% light before the dark invasion." Now, those are those many races and religions who have been infiltrated by the dark Khazarian mafia, or also known as the Fallen Elohim, systematically took the majority of control over this earth to enslave and harvest energy and life force from beings of light. And they, of course, accomplished all this through trickery and brutality and tyrannical control. The dark forces harvesting light are similar to wild animals constantly seeking food.
Jeez.
Oh
Wow.
man.
The information that is supplied to us here is incredible to me, Kevin. And it's been going on for a long time.
That's amazing how long it's been going on.
Thank heavens we have this site, especially in the absence of Q, but I'm not sure he's absent when I'm reading this. He may be part of this these postings, So I'm going to read another paragraph from the site, Kevin, in regards to what you're saying there. There were beings of all races and all religions holding light of source during the Crusades, as well as beings of all races and all religions without a spirit fighting for the dark to take over due to the fallen Elohim infiltration. So the division continues today, it says. End of quote. So, of course, you can see this dark infiltration just about everywhere you look. In politics, religion, governments, healthcare, schools, on and on throughout our societies, Kevin.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's just completely everywhere. And so I can understand why it's going to take a long time to get this all cleaned out, and they've got to do it the right way. So in doing it the lawfully right way, it's just going to take some time,
Oh, yeah, for
and
sure.
we just have to accept that, buckle in, grab that popcorn, and just kind of and be the fly on the wall, right? And just enjoy the show, enjoy the movie, because it's going to be a long movie.
Oh, apparently. And I'm out of popcorn. It's just so long and drawn out. But as you say, just have the patience. We do see progress, so that's great.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And if you have the eyes to see it, so you got to be able to see it, you know. So yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. So also all the religions on Earth have been infiltrated by the fallen Elohim, the Khazarian mafia, satanic pedophiles to orchestrate conflict, duality, demoralization, pain and suffering and death to weaken all of the beings of light and overtake the human race, turning them into eternal slaves. Light beings have been coming in continually to uphold the light of this world, planting important or events for the final reclaiming of this earth by the light. So, as I guess mentioned earlier, I was wondering, you know, since beings of light kept coming in, I guess they keep coming in to try to upgrade or at least infuse more light, because a lot of it's been taken away by the dark. And so, but now we're at a point where the light is winning and we're removing the evil. And so now our light frequency quotient, if you will, is beginning to increase and increase more and more. So that's great.
You're right, Kevin. Especially amongst the those of us who are awake, I guess. We don't always understand why things have been done a certain way or why things have played out a certain way. However, knowing the information that Q and this site has shared with us really helps it all to make sense.
Oh, it does. Absolutely. Can't say enough about being so grateful to have this site and keeping us informed what's going on, you know. I
I'm with you.
really enjoy kind of being included in the know, you know,
Yeah, oh, how
of what's
gifted are
going on.
we to have
Yeah,
that?
right.
Really.
So Jerusalem was actually originally anchored with the light of our Creator. And this was a very important territory for the fallen to capture and control. The Crusades were a battle over who would rule the world, the light or the dark. And the fallen have infiltrated almost every country and are extremely interested in overtaking America, where most of the light is anchored at this time. You know, so many dark forces were planted in America a long, long time ago. And you can just imagine Congress, the Senate, governors, and we're seeing this, you know, we're seeing this happen, right? Of how evil some of these political figures are, you
And
know.
especially as they remove their masks, they're getting more and more brazen,
Oh,
right?
absolutely.
Desperate.
Yeah. You know, the mayors, oh gosh. You know, and we're seeing the police, the law, the judicial, pardon me, the judicial system is really sucks. It aspirates, man. You know, we got to get that out of there. You know, the judges, the teachers, the doctors, scientists, even NASA, you know, we know they have no clue what's going on anyway, as well as through illegal immigration. So the immigrants that were brought into America by the fallen are often very dangerous satanic criminals fighting for the dark, and who take great pleasure in torturing and killing and harvesting those who hold light. And this, of course, was planned by the dark a very, very long time ago.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They, they conditioned all of these people, these places, and then this was their final plan, of course, was to infiltrate the light in places where the light has a stronghold, like America. I'll read another paragraph quote here from the site. Until people recognize it's not about race or religion or political party, they will continue to fall prey to the dark agenda. Confusion is a great ally for the dark. If they can convince people that one religion must fight and kill another, wars on earth have no end. And this was the fallen Elohim plan all along. We have light and dark in every group, often fighting amongst themselves within those groups. It's important for us to realize, oh, and that was the end of the quote. So it's very important for us to realize There are a lot of good people deceived by the dark that feel they are doing the right thing in many aspects of our societies. So, we just have to continue to wake them gently if we can, guide them along, and help them to see what's really happening as things begin to unfold more and more.
Exactly. And as I mentioned, this really can't be rushed. It's a very precise symphony with delicate pieces, if you will, unfolding before your very eyes. You got to maintain neutrality. You personally, don't get involved with this. Be centered and hold peace in your heart. The light has already won. You got to realize it. It's already won.
I agree with you.
Nothing can stop what is coming, right? It's already won. A new earth is here. It is here, right?
So let's just all focus on maintaining high frequencies, as this will greatly assist our global ascension.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So again, that was a good article. And let's just move on because we've got quite a bit to go here. And we only have an hour show, so I just want to All right. Next article was Getting Ahead of It. And this is category of globalism. Nothing is as it seems. And we have a meme of a dove in flight with an olive branch in its mouth. And behind the dove is billowing clouds with more doves flying in the background. And the caption reads, "An olive branch is symbolic of ending conflict, a sign of peace, reconciliation, wisdom, and victory, a gesture of goodwill. The dark have all of their memories." They never get mind wiped like humanity does. That to me is just horrible. That's really cruel. Every time we come into this world or leave or whenever it is, we always have to start new. Our minds are wiped out. We have no recollection of past lives, of what we of the knowledge we gained. It's just really, that just really bites
It
a
is.
big one.
It does. And to think we knew that any of us, well, I would feel all of our listeners and so on, that are actually from different places that agreed to come here to help with this awakening and ascension. We knew this was going to happen to us.
We agreed to it, didn't we? So
So we really can't complain.
no, can't complain. Oh well. It says here that they have IQs over 2,000. What? Can you imagine an IQ of 2,000? So that's got to just be pure knowledge, pure logic, I guess, all in the mind logic. Right, because they don't have a heart at all, so it's all got to be so 2,000 IQ just mind knowledge anyway.
It is.
So us, the dumbed down humans of the era, are so innocent and limited in perception. They don't see the foreshadowing that constantly appears, the hijacking the light and the plan to save the world, so.
Oh, I hear you, Kevin. It's really, really interesting. Now, imagine having your memories all of your lifetimes or an IQ of 2,000. How powerful that would be, how advanced you would be. An IQ of 2,000 it's like 10 times smarter than those who we think are geniuses. This is exactly who we all are before coming in here. In fact, before the interference or the manipulation of our memories and DNA, that's who we were. But we were much more than this because Q tells us that we know everything. So we are much smarter than these limited beings, which are this 2,000 IQ, because we can tap into everything. We're just being we're being severed from that information, from that ability to do that. So,
And what is IQ anyway? It's just a number. And again, that's the dark
yeah.
side, influencing themselves on us by using numerology or numbers, again,
Right.
names, time, things like that. It
Yeah.
really does not matter.
Well, you're
So,
absolutely correct because we're looking at this and saying, wow, 2,000 IQ, when we are obviously far beyond that anyway. So
Exactly.
you're absolutely right, Kevin.
Yeah, so that's just a number and it doesn't really mean a thing. It doesn't. Yeah. So today, the White Hats are slowly revealing their plan to save the world, and many are outright rejecting it because the globalists already taught everyone that that very plan was a bad guy plan. They tried to teach everybody that Trump and Putin and Modi and Mohammed bin Salman are planning on combining countries, and condensing the government to vast land masses with a system that would give power back to the people, which actually, from what I understand, is what's going on. I think that is going to be something we're going to see in the future because of the downsizing all the governments. And there's going to be certain organizations that are going to fall, European Union, NATO, things like that. They're all going to go, fall. And so,
That's really the only way to give power back to the people. As long as
yeah,
we're
it
top
is.
heavy, it's out of control. They're making the decisions and not us.
Right. Well, Greenland and Canada, Mexico, South America, we would all become additional states in America. So, we're seeing, of course, Canada right now, and some of these provinces are wanting to become the 51st, 52nd, whatever state, but actually, the whole top of the North American continent of Canada and further is going to be part of North America, or it is part of North America. I think eventually we're not going to have borders. I don't think we're going to have any borders.
For sure, Kevin.
So in addition, a similar unification will unite Eurasia, overseen by Mohammed bin Salman. Modi will take India and China into a republic, eliminating all the wars inside of the Middle East. This is connected to saving the Palestinian people and the light in surrounding areas. So,
That's that'll be quite a change when that happens, but I can see why it has to happen in North America first before the rest of the world for sure. I'm going to read again from the a quote from the site. The Living Light Cube, higher technology, will override all dark web access. No dark money will have any power within these new systems. No trafficking of any kind, no theft, no fraud, no illegal drugs, Satanism, or murder. Because the living light cube of higher consciousness, which most people believe is AI, will be monitoring all frequencies. The globalists have made sure that even seasoned Anons and patriots will be up in arms opposing this, when in fact the globalists are the ones who broke countries apart into tiny segments to begin with. America went from 13 colonies to 50 states, all with different representations, mandates, bylaws, preferences, and demographics. America is home to over 430 languages. This is the result of federalism. Before the globalists stepped in and carved out this land, all, and it's in brackets, it says all of America, North and South, into tiny segregated pieces of their industrialized world, the indigenous people love this land peacefully while maintaining a healthy earth and atmosphere. The waterways were shared, connecting people and goods. So, and it goes on, the more people are separated into small states, provinces, cities, towns, districts, etc., the more power the globalists have over humanity. This was their real plan. As we come together, we build together, collaborate, and easily outnumber and outsmart the real globalists. So, and that's the end of the quote there. So the future will not have borders or separations within countries to divide us. It'll be as it was when man found this land, as they referred to it in the indigenous. And that was, from the Greenland, the northern Canada, which you have what we used to refer to as Eskimos and so on, different types of indigenous peoples that went all the way from North America all the way through to South America, and they got along and traded without borders.
Yes,
And
exactly.
so the creation never built land with borders. It separated our continents, and that was pretty much it. So we need to get back in balance.
Exactly, and making tiny provinces or states or stuff, the dark could control a lot easier. So we got to get back to eliminating all those and looking at the individuals who are going to be taking over the larger pieces. I think there's going to be three separate, I don't want to say continents, or but three separate areas that are going to be just have major overlookers. Like President
Right.
Trump will be a kind of an overseer,
Right.
and Putin will be an overseer of one, and then Mohammed bin Salman, Modi, those will be an overseer of
Right.
another. So there'll be three of them, and it'll make it easier, and everything is given back to the people. And so I
Yeah.
think the people will have our own little village representation. You know what I
Sure,
mean?
sure.
So.
But you can see with what you have explained there. So now we've got all of America, which is what we are. We're America. We've got north, south, central, but we're all America. So now you have that with one restricted, downsized government, which ensures that the people are in control and are the true leaders of their own countries and neighborhoods and lives. So I can see where this plan would work very well. So.
It would be
Yeah.
great. It would be great to have continuity of laws too, in
Yeah.
each of the three major
Right.
separated. Everyone has the same law, same,
Yeah, for sure, Kevin. And right now, of course, the focus is always on and having you compete, whether you could be in the same city, we'll say, and they've got the east side fight or saying that they're better than the west side or whatever. And then you've got teams, maybe sports teams that are competing to each other. And then there's well, this is my province or state, and it's much better than yours, and here's why, and so on. And it's all instilled through the dark doing these things. So now we'll all focus on North America, or pardon me, America, whether we're in North America or South America. And yeah, I'd really welcome this joining us all together as we used to be and live in peace
Absolutely.
and harmony.
Because the globalists themselves, they were kind of got ahead of it with the satanic medical associations, that kills and maims and bankrupts people in the name of healing. And by demonizing and bankrupting and murdering true healers for centuries. The Rockefellers even dissolved all funding for schools, teaching the ancient, tried and true traditional ways to live healthy and long life. Herbs and healthy eating, sunshine, pure water, natural fibers for clothing, exercise, and living in a fulfilling life healed people to the core, with no need for pharmaceuticals or even masking symptoms.
That's
The
right.
global, you know, the, and the globalists themselves weaponized their propaganda machines to make sure people forgot all about healthy living.
Many of us are waking up to the fact that we have been duped for so on so many fronts and are now taking our health and our food and our information from all sorts of personally vetted sources that we feel comfortable with to ensure our well-being for ourselves and our families. The globalist cabal, however, are constantly removing truthers and information from the internet and other sources to attempt to keep us in the dark. So they also post false information to mislead us and confuse us. So we do have to take things with a grain of salt, but yeah, go ahead, Kev.
Absolutely. And of course, now they're trying to get ahead of it by normalizing gay relationships in Hollywood, and to cover for their satanic sex parties by claiming gay relationships in Hollywood were all consensual and healthy, and when in fact, that they're really talking about is adults raping young children actors and pretending it's normal and consensual. It's sick. It really is. Pretending young actors would be happy to bend over and be raped if it was not written in their contract to do so. So,
Jeez,
that's just sick how they.
yeah. The dark is extremely evil and sick, soulless entities without emotion, and with a thirst for sadistic power that is just disgusting.
Absolutely. All right, John. We've kind of give the cliff notes. There's more information in this article. Cat of the Sea, She is a woman who provides transcripts for Cue the Storm Rider, who Cue the Storm Rider also has podcasts on Patreon. And he's for the people dot space uses a lot of his material for their site. So he's very well informed.
I follow that site. I like the information that's provided there.
So I would encourage listeners to again read some of that those transcripts, because a lot of that information is on sexual abuse of child actors and the unfortunate demise of many of them. So or not, or don't read it, you know what I mean? You don't necessarily need to know, but it's just,
No.
it is part of that article, and we kind of skimmed over
Yeah,
that. All
well,
right.
it's nice to know exactly
It is, yeah.
the full scope of their evilness, just to to be aware.
That's right. That's right. Okay, let's move
That's
on
best.
to another article here.
Right.
It's called Light Simulation. Category is creation. Nothing is as it seems. You see a single meme depicting a person sitting with their back to you and in a cross-legged pose as if meditating, and you see kind of like an aura of light surrounding that person. He or she is sitting in a very large forest with huge tall trees in the forest. And the caption reads, "Race, religion, culture, money, male, female, hierarchy, title, possessions. These are all illusions created for an experience. None of this is real to the spirit. You are light."
So the light is all we bring when we come in. We are here in physicality for experience and to grow our light.
That's right. We as we mentioned earlier, we signed up for this.
That's right. What was I thinking?
And the world is duality, and so that's how we experience.
That's
I know.
right.
So we have to experience the good and the bad, and the good and the bad, to appreciate both the good and the bad. But we do come in as 100% light, and then we begin to dim that light because of the influence of the dualistic world. So anyway,
But
but I think we should give.
we're all revving it up now, turning it up. Our light's getting
That's
stronger and
right.
stronger now that we're
Absolutely.
aware.
That now that we're aware, yes. All right, food for thought, but that was one. Okay, so here's another one, another article called Quintillions, and this is under the category of globalism. And there's a small little caption that says, "Instead of a soul." What you see is a single meme of John D. Rockefeller and Jacob Rothschild. They're both sitting in a, looks like a private library, and they're looking up at you. And the caption reads, "Imagine being so poor, all you have is money."
Which is their creation, right? They're caught in their own web. And I love this meme, Kevin.
I do too.
And it's so true. And what I say in return is, imagine being so rich, all I have is beings of light to play with, like all of you guys here with us today. And So thank you all for being here yet again. Thank you.
That's the true wealth, isn't it? It's the light.
Well, we're seeing that more and more now as we awaken as well.
That's right. That's right. So that was a great little article there. Another one to kind of make you think. All you being poor, all you have is money.
Reminds me of that, what was it, a Bugs Bunny cartoon when her granny was rocking away and she was keeping herself warm by throwing bundles of money into the
That's right.
fireplace. Okay,
All
Kevin,
right.
we're on to what
Let's
was
just
it?
move on because we got kind of a large one to go through here. This one's called Pathologic Panic. Category is Military is the Only Way, the Storm. And first you see a meme of a picture of a wooden box with a T-shaped handle on it, on its top. And it definitely kind of looks like a detonator. So not fragile like a flower. It's fragile like a bomb. The caption reads, "The weapon that changed the world, voter fraud." Yeah.
It was quite a weapon that they had, because
Oh,
that's really
yeah.
been highly destructive to the
That's
will of
right.
the people and to countries. And I'll again, Kevin, I'm going to read from the site here, quotes. So it starts off, it says, "Always remember what Bill Wood told us in 2013 about the so-called Project Looking Glass." And in brackets they have, "not its real name." So it wasn't really called Project Looking Glass. And then it goes on, two probable timelines. One with the light winning and one with the dark winning merged in 2012. So giving the win to the light, no matter what the dark did. The more the dark added additional harm to destroy the light, the faster they lost, according to the looking glass technology that they had relied upon for centuries. Here's the one part most people missed. The light could make a mistake. And that mistake would be to try to speed their win up and control the outcome. In order to win, the white hats basically had to allow the dark to do what led to their downfall. And as painful as that is to watch, this plan to save the world, cleaning up after each devastation and buffering it as much as possible, yet allow it to play out, has the light victorious and the people free in the end. So that's what we're all feeling right now. It's been so painful and so on, but it has to be this way
Yeah,
for us to win. And
it
that's
does.
exactly what's playing out.
Yeah. John, I have to admit to myself that perhaps the slow way is the best way to go. And, Q did say many times that going slow is faster. But on one hand, I really enjoy getting all of this behind the scenes information and being part of a small minor or a majority to be privy to it. But then on the other hand, I kind of suffer in having the knowledge, and I want the knowledge, the disclosure itself to speed up so I or me or we can start living our lives in the new earth. It's a kind of a double-edged sword, knowing that our potential lives will be what our lives will be like, but then taking so long for it to fold out, but
Oh, it has been painful, no doubt. But I agree. There's so much behind the scenes that we are not aware of, and it gets harder to muster up patience. And but I think we're at the pretty much at the finish line. So
Okay, next we see a meme that's basically an ex post from President Trump that says, "Report: Dominion deleted 2.7 million Trump votes nationwide. Data analysis finds 221,000 Pennsylvania votes switched from President Trump to Biden. 941,000 Trump votes
wow.
deleted. States using Dominion voting systems switched 435,000 votes from Trump to Biden."
Jeez. You see why he wants paper ballots.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
The sad thing is, Kevin, they use those machines in other countries as well, even here in Canada.
Yeah.
And nothing is as it seems to us. It's likely voter fraud is ramped up in many places, of the world.
Oh, absolutely. 2026 is going to be one hell of a year, I think, for voter fraud disclosure. It's time. It's going to happen, So that, also further down this article is some information about a woman named Tina Peters. She was one of the first people to expose the voter fraud and just proclaimed that she just wanted safe, secure, fair, and honest elections. Well, but the Democrats, they were relentless in their targeting of Tina Peters and placed her in prison. But in the news just recently, like what, December 11th, something like that, it was President Trump granted her a pardon for her attempts to expose voter fraud in the rigged 2020 presidential election. I hope that really goes through for her, but I kind of heard that She's in a state prison, and President Trump doesn't necessarily have the authority because he's kind of federal or national. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. Maybe they can change the laws or
Yeah.
something and get her out of there, you know. But
Right. Well, I wouldn't doubt, there's certain events in play that will give him authority there to be able to go in and help her. And I'm sure, it's a horrible prison she's in. Imagine in prison for that, of
I
course they
know.
twist things and but
Like she
even
says, I didn't do anything wrong. Yeah, that's what they all say. Right.
it really is a shame. And there's so much corruption everywhere at different levels from bottom to top, Kevin. And I'll read you a quote of Sidney Powell in regards to the 2020 election posted on that site. And says here, she says, "I would warn any state right now that thinks they're going to certify this election to rethink it very seriously, because what they're certifying is their own fraud, their own complicity and fraud," end of quote. And I would add that election fraud is treason against the will of the people. So as this folds out and justice has its way, I think we're going to see a lot of changes happen in the near future, Kevin,
Oh
with,
yeah, and
who is prosecuted and who is pardoned.
yeah, I think you're right. We're going to see a lot of this disclosure things coming out. So, next, you see, yeah,
Okay,
go
yeah, go
ahead.
ahead, Kev. Yeah, I was just going to say, now this cat C is saying stuff here, but reporting, but you go ahead, Kev.
Well, I was just going to say, yeah, again, in this article, there's a lot of information. Again, here we see Kat is the C. She provided some more transcripts and talking about Sidney Powell and even Tina Peters and even more about the election fraud. So, and again, this article is pretty long. So John and I just wanted to skim it. And again, we encourage you to read it on your own time if you have. So this whole article, it does finish with a meme that states Venezuela is not just about deadly illegal drugs, it's about our stolen elections.
And Kevin, I believe there are other countries and or their leaders throughout the world that are involved also, and we shall see as time goes on, but that are involved in this fraud and into perpetuating it and assisting it. Now, if we still have some time, Kevin, do you want to do the last two, or how much time do we have left there? Do you know?
I think so. I hope, Don, do we have, I don't know.
Do you have
Don, how
the
much
For the
time do we
People
have?
site
Do you
hold up? Oh, sorry, Kevin. Yeah.
know? I do have
Yeah.
for the people.
There's just a couple of memes there. We could cover them and be caught up if you like. Just to look at them.
Let's take a look
Okay.
here. So,
One is the Eagle's
Eagle's
Eye.
Eye, right?
Right.
Eagle's Eye, yeah. Okay, so yeah, Eagle's Eye, and it is the Great Awakening. That's the category. You see, you're on the ground looking straight up in a forest, and you see all these big, tall trees, and right in the center of your field of view is, it looks like an eagle, perhaps, or some sort of large winged bird. And then the caption says, "Re-examine all that you've been told. Dismiss that which insults your soul." And that was a quote by Walt Whitman.
Yeah, so my take on that is shows, like you say, that eagle would have you flying high in the sky looking down on it. And I would say, we need to just kind of step back, take a 30,000-foot view, so to speak, and be on the outside looking in. And sometimes we can't see the forest for the trees. So sometimes it's nice just to stand back and take a look at the whole picture and all that's transpired so far. We can think, geez, nothing's happening. But if you really take a look at all the things that have changed and the things that are being exposed, that we never dreamed that would ever be exposed. And look, it's happened to us so quickly, we don't see it. But over the last, even 10 years, there's a ton of things that have come out that we would never dream would ever be out in the public eye. So it's great.
Now, what kind of speaks to me is use your heart. Again, it says re-examine all that you've been told. Don't listen to exactly what's been told,
Grain
Grain of
Yes.
salt kind of thing, and use your heart to filter out what you feel is truthful or not. So,
Yeah, you go to your heart, you win every time. Try to get the mind energy out of there and just take a look at it from a total new perspective, a fresh look at it, a new look. Yeah. All right.
All right, and the next one is called winning, and category is wisdom. Oh, it's cute. You see a meme of a little baby. She's all snuggled up in bed, and she's got puppies surrounding her, and everybody's sleeping, all comfy, warm, and cozy. Yeah, and the caption reads, "Me maintaining my high frequency no matter how dark and dystopian things get because I know the war is spiritual."
Right.
Yeah.
It is that's the cutest little meme. And
It
but you could translate that into other situations too. Like we talked earlier about going into the forest and just in a high frequency place and just suck that up and just stay there. Stay on your high frequency and on that level. Because as I say, I think we're at the threshold of the end here. And just to relax, breathe easy, and we know how this all ends. And we've got this, friends.
There
We've
you
all
go.
got this.
Absolutely.
No
There you go.
problem.
No
So
problem.
now we're going to go into the holidays, Kevin. We won't see people till January 10th. Will be our next time we talk to people live.
So what do you think? We have a joke, kind of
We could do that. Oh,
end our
gee.
segment with a joke. And I can lead off with one while,
Oh, sure, Kevin. Yeah, yeah,
all
yeah.
right. Okay. Let's do a sad joke, guys. All right. In English class, a teacher asked, "What is the most important punctuation mark?" Well, little Johnny raised his hand and said, "The period." The teacher asked him, "Why?" Little Johnny says, "I don't know. When my sister missed hers, my mom fainted, my dad got mad as hell, and the neighbor left town and never came back."
Well, Kevin, you take the pressure off of me with my jokes that are a little bit on the line. I appreciate it. Okay, I've got a joke for the season. What is the difference between a snowman and a snow woman?
Well, I don't know, John. What is the difference?
Snowballs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Snowball.
but I've got one about Floridians too. What do you think? I
Oh,
tell
no.
that one and get under
We
your
could.
skin. Or do you have another one to sell?
I
You tell
do.
that.
I got one more, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you tell that, and then I've got
Well,
a pick on the
yeah.
Floridians.
I got a new stick of deodorant today. The instructions said, "Remove the cap and push up bottom." I can hardly walk, but whenever I fart, the room smells lovely.
Oh boy, this is a man cave today. All right, so Kevin, there's two Floridians that came up here to Canada to do some ice fishing. They wanted to try to see what that was all about and how that was. They've heard a lot about it. So they went out on the ice, they chopped a hole, threw the lines in the hole, and they sat there for about 8 hours and not a single bite, nothing. And then the rink manager came in and said, "What the hell are you guys doing?" I told you it's going to be bad.
All
Great.
right.
So I guess that would probably going to wrap up our show, Kevin. We'll get Don to add in our outgo music
Yeah.
whenever if he's there or when he edits.
Right. So, okay, let me go ahead. I think it's important right now more than ever to mention how important it is to continue doing our commands, as Q has taught us, especially the foundational commands, which are the head to the heart command, and the command to remove anything that is not authentically me, and to increase our life force energy command, among others, but those are the primary ones, right? So I posted the basic commands on our A Human Perspective webpage, just above the archive title. It's in a PDF format, so if you want, people could print it off for themselves. That's, of course, suggested to follow the instructions and read it out loud and everything else. So, anyway, that just about does it. Well, John, I feel like we had another great show and we covered an awful lot of information. And I certainly enjoyed our discussion. How about yourself?
Yes, I really did, Kevin. I was a little nervous about doing this pre-recorded show, but it's been great. Of course, you're always so much fun to be with. I really appreciate that and your company. So thank you for that, my friend, and
You
thank
bet.
you all listeners for tuning in and for tuning in on our show. Our recordings too is really helpful and appreciative. Thank you.
You bet. Yeah, sounds wonderful. All right. Well, that about wraps it up for John and myself. John and I will see you all again next year on A Cuban Perspective. Happy 2026, everybody.
Yes, happy new year. Oh, I don't hear your horn, Kevin. It didn't pick it up, but I
Oh,
see
it
you were
didn't?
blowing a little
Yeah,
flute.
I did. I was blowing a horn, for Happy New Year anyway.
All right. While you're there blowing your own horn.
Yeah.
Happy New Year, everyone, and
All
thanks very
right.
much. We'll see you next year on A
Very
Cuman
good.
Perspective. Bye-bye.
Absolutely. All right. Bye, John. All right. Peace out, everybody.